Mary, Queen assumed into heaven, pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today we anticipate, by one day, the vigil of our Blessed Lady's assumption into heaven. Until around the time of World War II, today was a fast day and an abstinence day in America for the greatest and the most ancient of our Blessed Lady's feasts. But considering that the Immaculate Conception is our country's patroness, then Rome granted the favor that the fast and abstinence should be moved to that day, December 7th, instead. But it still remains today a day of preparation, and in the Church, preparation entails penance. Perhaps a good confession, certainly sorrow for our sins, and some sacrifices as well. For those of you who are able to go to the procession later on this morning, well, that's a good penitential exercise, certainly, should the weather permit that. Today's Mass is an ancient and a very beautiful one. The introit is the same as for the Annunciation of Our Lady. It's to prepare us so that the feast itself doesn't take us unawares. We consider our Blessed Lady gloriously falling asleep after all the apostles had been gathered together, Our Lady being laid in the tomb, and then Our Lady on the third day gloriously going up into heaven, body and soul. And we pray that we may worthily be present at the great feast of the Assumption, and that we may worthily honor this Mother who is worthy of all of our love and all of our prayer. Today we're finishing our St. Philomena Triduum, and today as well we honor two saints who are in a special way, you might say, patron saints of teachers and a good patron saint or two for our day. First of all, of course, for all of us, Our Lady's devotional feast today, the Refuge of Sinners. We're all sinners, and Mary is our refuge. St. Hippolytus, the chief saint commemorated today, was the first anti-pope. He was a teacher in Rome, a theologian. He had his own following, a big following, and he wrote quite a few books, and he fancied himself a great theologian, only actually did make some mistakes, they say, about the Blessed Trinity. And in his pride, he couldn't accept that a very humble ex-slave should, by the name of Callistus, should be elected pope, and he thought he should receive the privilege and the honor. And because of that, he went into schism, and the Church was split, to the scandal of the pagans, because this was during the time of the persecutions. But later on in God's, and he wrote horrible things. Thank God he didn't have access to the internet, one could only imagine. But still, because he had a very facile pen, and he was a very gifted, intelligent man and a good writer, so he was able to do a lot of damage to the reputation of the Pope, who is Pope Saint Callistus, and a lot of division amongst the poor and confused, persecuted Catholics of that day. Nevertheless, in God's good plan, eventually he was sent off to the mines in Sardinia, and there Pope Saint Poncianus, the successor to Pope Saint Callistus, well, he was a prisoner there as well. And in God's grace, the schismatic anti-pope was able to reconcile with the Church. So that should give us immense hope that sometimes when there isn't all this pride and all this confusion and carrying on, God has a solution in mind. But of course, it will always be given us through Mary, the Refuge of Sinners. And for teachers who have ever been a little bit troubled by their students, and sometimes teachers, of course, have bad days with students, well, St. Cassian is your patron saint. He is the simply was a Christian teacher, and he wouldn't deny his faith. Because he wouldn't deny his faith, he had his hands tied behind his back, and he was put into the classroom. And at that time, of course, all the boys in school had these little styli, which were metal, sharpened metal pens, and they wrote with those metal pens on wax tablets. And they were invited slowly to torture by piercing with their styli the body of the saint, torture him to death. It was a long and a very painful death. Sometimes we might think that the sufferings of our vocation or avocation are part of that, and they may well be. But the way to accept that is as a penance for our sins and a profession of our beautiful Catholic faith, two great patron saints of teachers, and Our Lady, who is the refuge of us all today. As we prepare for her great solemnity, let us ask Our Lady to continue to be for all of us and for all for whom we pray, a refuge of sinners. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.